Thanks for having Highway Radio on, getting into the weekend. Josh Bell is here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Let's go watch some movies and see if you hate them or not.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Josh Bell, critic of everything. Let's talk about Rocket Man.
So how does a fat boy from nowhere get to be a soul man?
You gotta kill the person you were born to be in order to become the person you wanna be.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know.
So, Josh, I'll review the trailer. The trailer's awesome.
Yeah.
You review the movie. What do you got for us?
The movie is not quite awesome. This is, of course, the story of Elton John, his early career and his huge success in the 70s and the early 80s. It kind of stops after that with Taron Egerton as the young-ish Elton John, and Elton John himself as a producer of this movie. And if you are a fan of Elton John's music, I think there's a lot to enjoy here. The musical numbers in this movie are really good. Instead of just here he is on stage performing a song, it's really integrated into the story like it as if it were a musical. So okay. The characters are singing the songs in the context of the story. There's big dance numbers. It's almost magical realist or fantastical. And I like that aspect of it because I feel like we have a ton of musical biopics these days,
right,
and they all play things really, really safe usually. So I thought the bold parts of this movie were fun and stylish and creative, and the music, of course, is very good. Everything in between is exactly what you expect out of every one of these biopics. His parents don't believe in him. The record company is skeptical. Huge montage of success. He takes a bunch of drugs. He's got a manager who screws him over.
Right.
All that kind of stuff is very basic and underwhelming. And I was just kind of looking at my watch through that, waiting for them to get to the next musical number. But
right.
That stuff is good. And for people who love Elton John and love his music, I took my mom. She's a huge fan of his.
Okay.
I think there's a lot to enjoy here. I just wish it had been a little bolder.
Does it stack up? A lot of people are going to compare this to the Queen movie. Is it?
Yeah, which I didn't like that movie, Bohemian
really?
Rhapsody. I thought that movie was just a bunch of biopic cliches and was not particularly creative or stylish. This movie is better than that, I think. Actually,
really?
The director of this movie, Dexter Fletcher, is the one who took over at the very end of Bohemian Rhapsody when Bryan Singer was fired and just kind of did cleanup there or whatever. And here he maybe has a little more freedom to pursue his own vision. And I think it's, again, bolder and more creative than what we had in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nice.
But I think if people did like Bohemian Rhapsody, they'll probably like this too.
Right.
There's, it's the same era. There's a manager character who is in both movies, you know, played by different actors. But there's a lot of overlap in terms of the era and the kind of music and what was going on in rock and roll at the time. So people will probably like both of them.
Josh Bell, who hates everything, how many stars for Rocket Man?
I give it a 3 out of 5.
Nice.
It's a solid, not great, but a good effort.
All right. Sounds good. JoshBellHatesEverything.com is the website. Josh Bell hates everything on Facebook. And
you can follow me on Twitter @SignalBleed.
Josh Bell, everybody. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.